President Obama today urged Israelis and Palestinians to de-escalate their growing conflict, but the air war goes on. More than 50 Palestinians have been killed and 450 wounded in Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, rockets continue to fly toward Israel from Gaza. They're using longer-range rockets than they have in the past, but so far, no Israelis have been reported killed. Just ahead, we'll hear more about the types of weapons and technology being used by both sides. We begin, though, with what this means for people living in and near the Gaza Strip. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story of two families taking shelter on opposite sides of the border.
In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, this sound means rockets are coming. It's time to take cover. That might be an interior room of the house or just lying on the ground with your hands covering your head. For the Abulbul family, shelter is a concrete bunker underground. They share the single room with all the neighborhood families, 30 or 40 people in total. There's no plumbing or air conditioning. It's sweltering here. Ofra Abulbul says her children refuse to go outside. My kids are very anxious, she says. They won't go home to sleep or shower or eat. The toilet doesn't work here, so every time we have to go home to use the bathroom, they're terrified. Her 10-year-old son is named Nehorai. Things are not okay, he says. I'm scared. A little dog named Boney is running around his feet.
Is this your dog?
No.
He also has anxieties, the boy says. The children have nothing to do here. They lie on the concrete floor and stare at the ceiling, or when they feel hyper, they jump on a mattress until they're exhausted. I ask 10-year-old Nehorai whether he ever thinks about the children in Gaza. When you're here feeling scared, I ask, do you ever think that kids over there might also feel scared? Yes, he says. My mother told me there were sirens there, too. And those kids also have to run away. In Gaza City, there are no shelters. The Shamali family takes cover in their house. NPR's producer Ahmed Abu Hamda visited them while I was with the Israeli family in Ashkelon. 22 people live in this house. 16 of them are children. Abdul Karim Shamali says his oldest son, who's 12, asked a difficult question the other day. The boy asked his mother how it feels to be killed by a rocket. Is it painful or painless? I never wanted him to ask such a question in all his life, the father says. His children don't sleep. They throw up for no reason. A house about 70 yards away was destroyed in an Israeli airstrike this morning. The kids started screaming. Sometimes I lie, says the father. I tell my kids, those aren't bombs, those are fireworks. When it's huge, I try to act carefree so they'll see me and feel reassured. This is the holy month of Ramadan. It's a time for visiting family and evening feasts. But Gaza City is a ghost town. Shops are empty. People are afraid to go outside. It's quiet except for the boom of rockets. A thin layer of black smoke hangs in the air. We feel so scared, says 10-year-old Carmen. It's Ramadan now, and we want to enjoy the holiday. But they spoiled it. They terrify us. She's angry that Israelis can hide in shelters while her family has nowhere to go. People get killed. And then Ahmed asks the 10-year-old, do you want their kids to die too?
No.
No, she says. They are like me. They have rights. They shouldn't die. They should be protected just like we should be protected. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jerusalem.